This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A former Loveland police officer is sentenced to 5 years in prison for assaulting a 73-year-old woman with dementia during an arrest 2 years ago. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
Larimer County District Attorney Gordon McLaughlin says the criminal justice system cannot turn back time, and that victim Karen Garner never fully recovered from the 2020 assault. Garner was suspected of petty shoplifting. During her arrest, officers broke her arm and dislocated her shoulder. Garner's lawyer says her mental condition worsened afterwards. The officer, Austin Hopp, apologized for the incident, according to lawyers. Garner now requires round-the-clock care. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
A Colorado County clerk who made copies of voting system hard drives has turned over two copies to state officials under a judge's order. Court records show that Elbert County Clerk Dallas Schroeder provided the copies in separate sealed metal containers before a court-ordered deadline earlier this week. He also responded to questions from Colorado Secretary of State about who had the hard drives. In a statement Thursday, the Secretary of State's office said officials were reviewing the copies. Denver Metro home prices hit record highs in April, but there are signs the market might be cooling off. Here's Denverite's Kyle Harris.
Residential homes sold at a median price of nearly $625,000, according to the Denver Metro Association of Realtors. With interest rates rising well over 5%, the bidding wars and cutthroat home buying tactics the area has seen in the past year have slowed down. Still, homes in the $350,000 to $500,000 range are in short supply, making the area increasingly unaffordable for middle-class people. Kyle Harris, Denverite.
Home prices in Colorado Springs hit an all-time high last month. The median price there is close to $485,000. It's 6 minutes after six. NPR talks with Colorado Governor Jared Polis in this next part of Morning Edition. If neighbor states outlaw abortion, Colorado could be where people come to have that procedure. And that conversation is just ahead. This is CPR News.